Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ho, 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 hunties. Yes, I am so excited about this special holiday episode of Natch Butte. Just in time for all of the holidays. Speaking of holiday, honey, our guests this episode are both musicians and they're also makeup entrepreneurs. And you'll hear them talk all about Queen Cosmetics. But I'm here to say at the top of the ep that Herbie and Audrey have given all of the Natch Butte honeys a special code for a discount on some of their makeup. So if you listen to the episode and you say, I want to look at this makeup, I want to try this makeup, I want to buy this makeup, perhaps for some holiday gifts for me, for some of the baddies in my life, you're going to go to queenstudio.com, and queen is spelled Q-V-E-E-N. The traditional U is a V, hunty. So queenstudio.com, and check out the makeup. And when you're done shopping, type in the code NatchBute. That's one word, Natch Butte, name of this podcast. And you are going to get any four cosmetics for $64. Normally they are $80. So you're getting a value there. Everybody thank Herbie and Audrey for that deal. Now, I know I said holiday at the top. I keep saying the word holiday. I just want to say, if you haven't checked out Queen Herbie's music, you got to check it out. She has a new song called Holiday that I cannot get out of my head. It is such an anthem. So everybody check out her music. I will link her YouTube channel and all of their social media on natchbeat.com with this episode guide, as well as the promo code, as well as all the information, as well as all the links to all of the products that we discuss. So get excited for that. And everybody have a happy holiday season. The last thing I was going to say is, special thanks to my husband, Adam, who helped me out with this episode. Maybe you can see where he comes in this episode or how he helps me. Maybe you can find out by listening and you might catch it. If not, then let's keep the mystery up, okay? Please enjoy, honeys.
You are a natural butte. You are a natch butte. Oh, yeah.
And I just want you to know, I found a podcast for me to glam who I used to be. I left it a 5-star review, and that podcast is Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte. Yes, it's a new one. It's a new one. Welcome, everybody, to the special Natch Butte holiday edition. I have two very festive guests. Let me tell you about them, okay? One of them is a singer, a songwriter, a rapper, and a hardcore makeup lover.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's a cosmetics entrepreneur.
I am.
Her name is Queen Herbie.
That's me.
And I have with her partner. She's a music producer, a singer, a DJ, and also a cosmetics entrepreneur.
Hi.
They are the co-founders of Queen Cosmetics.
Hey.
Thank you.
And Queen Studio.
Hey.
And her name is Audrey Napoleon.
Hello.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. I haven't had any makeup CEOs in here yet.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
This is a first.
Wait, can we cuss?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get stanky. Let's get stanky with it.
Okay.
We can cuss, you know. We don't have to. We can.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get comfy, baby, okay? Just tell mom not to listen.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for
I'll
both
tell my
being
mom to listen.
She loves cussing.
You're from Texas also.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the reason that we got along at the 4th of July party.
That's right. We did. We're friends through Bonnie McKee,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Who went on tour, opened for y'all
yes,
on tour, right?
Yep. We toured together a couple years ago and still just very close. She's super dope.
The best. We were just at her Friendsgiving
yes.
a few days ago.
So delicious.
It was so fun.
Yep.
Well, we have lots to discuss. So I think where we should start is just for everyone listening, in case they don't know about what y'all are about, let's go around the room and we'll start. Let's start with Queen Herbie.
Hi.
Just like give us like a brief as you can, because your career has been crazy.
Wow.
You've had many turns. Just like where it all began with you and like where you're at now.
Yeah.
Like I guess it's fair to say that you were a YouTuber.
Yep. Proudly.
Yep. So, like, give us a little of that. Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, I was born in Nebraska.
Okay.
I went to college in Boston at Berkeley, the music school.
Great school.
It's a great school. Sometimes we say it's the school of magic as well, because I love Harry Potter.
Yep.
But we started doing, my husband and I started doing cover songs on YouTube. So, we did, like, one a week for, like, a year. About a year.
Just for fun.
It was for fun, but we were like desperate to quit our day jobs and like do music full time. That's like the dream of every music school graduate.
Yeah.
So we had one of our friends had challenged us, like, I bet you can't do this Busta Rhymes song. And he was like, you should just sing it or something because it's a super dope track. And so I was like, no, bitch, I'm going to rap it. So rapped it. Long story short, it blew up. We had like millions of hits and we're on the Ellen Show and we signed a big fat record deal and had some hits on the radio, but then we were like, well, this is not what we wanted, so we scrapped all that and I just started my solo career like this year.
I mean, that was such a quick, like, brief summation.
Thanks.
Of such an insane story. I'm proud.
A lot of good details.
I'm proud of you. I'm telling you. Well, I remember watching your Chris Brown cover.
Yes.
Which has, like, I checked, 105 million views.
Oh.
As of last night.
I remember seeing it.
I remember seeing y'all on Ellen.
Yep.
Like, what a crazy.
Thank you for watching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I subscribe, baby.
Hey.
I subscribe.
You did?
Oh, of course I did. I need to keep up with what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yes. And I watched a ton of your videos. We'll talk all about the makeup.
Oh, shit.
And maybe just real quick, and then we'll get to Audrey. What about, like, makeup? I know you're, like, you consider yourself, like, a makeup lover, beauty lover. Like, how has that played a part in your career / your life? And, like, when did that start, would you say?
The story she's about to tell is the same for both of us.
It
oh,
is.
Okay.
It is.
Maybe you guys could tell them at the same time, like, robots.
Okay, ready?
We had to do our own makeup on tour.
What? Really? Oh, my God, that's crazy.
It was like, you can either take your makeup artist with you or have a band or a front of house or a mix, or, you know.
Yeah.
So you kind of, when it comes to time to tour, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Especially when you're just starting. So we were both like really into makeup. I actually started doing makeup tutorials back in the day on YouTube. And I am a huge fan. We just sat down with Michelle Phan like a couple weeks ago. Which we both, like, fangirled the whole time.
The Holy Grail, baby.
She's, like, the first.
Yeah.
She, like, invented it.
Yeah. I prefer still, like, the kind of old school way.
Yeah.
I just, call me crazy, you know? I just grew up on that stuff. And that's what I prefer.
And some people think she's, like, the godmother of ASMR.
Yeah.
Because her way that she spoke during her, it was so relaxing to people.
Yeah.
People weren't just watching to learn how to do their eyebrows right or to look like Khaleesi from Game of Thrones.
Right.
It was like, you know, her relaxed, soothing voice.
I just want to listen to her talk.
Yeah.
I mean, they soothe me at this point. Like, makeup tutorials soothe me.
Yes.
When I get home from a stressful day, I just put them on loop.
It's so important.
I just, like, sit.
In a stressful age that we live in, you got to have something you can turn to.
Yep.
And then, like, maybe spend $100 at Sephora once a week. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
Or on queenstudio.com.
Or
queenstudio. Yes! Okay, that's a perfect. So, Audrey, same question. Let's talk about your career.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm from Texas.
Hey.
I did not go to college.
Yep.
I learned music from, I mean, I came out of the womb with music in my veins. My father was a drummer and trumpet player, and my mom used to make all of my clothes when I was younger, and she was always videotaping and making home videos and stuff like that. So that's kind of where my creative vein came from.
Very cool.
And I moved to L.A., I think it was 13 years ago, did the typical L.A. thing, just was a waitress in Hollywood, and then discovered DJing, and in 3 years, I became one of the top 10 in the world, and signed a record deal, kind of same story.
Yeah.
And
terrible idea.
Yeah. I think every artist has to go through it, though.
Yeah.
I think
one
or two or three times. Yeah. And then, I mean, got to here. I don't.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, we can go deeper into the story, but it's, you know.
Yeah, I remember on your website, there's like a, I have it somewhere here. Hold on. I got to find it. Okay. It says, there's a, on queenstudio.com, and we should say, Queen is spelled with a V.
Hell yeah.
Because we're all about the V.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. I'm into that.
Female empowerment.
Yeah.
I love that because I watched a clip on, I think, your YouTube, like a YouTube Live, and you said, it's with a V because we stanky like that. And I was like, yes, honey, I'm okay with that.
What was I on that day? I must have had a good breakfast that morning.
Hey, listen, does a body good.
Little brownie.
Yeah.
Have some brownies for breakfast. Okay.
For breakfast, hey.
Hey, I'm okay with that. So on queenstudio.com, there is a tab that says Why We Exist. Mm-hmm. And I'll just read it to y'all. It says, Queen was created for the modern-day boss bitch. We deliver only the essential and iconic, giving you an immediate wow factor while simplifying the beauty routine.
Hey.
So you guys met at a party or at a gathering or some kind of summit for women or something?
We met at a woman empowerment event. It was just a bunch of entrepreneurs coming together to meet each other, how we can help each other, and Herbie and I were the only ones eating.
Yeah,
at the table.
We were at this beautiful
table. We were stuffing
table.
Our face.
It looked like a Greek, like, mythology table of, like, what is it called? A cornucopia?
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, this huge croissant that was, like, holding everything, like, embracing all the grapes and the crackers with the reductions.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about those reductions.
I remember
yeah.
Mine was dates. It was pistachios stuffed in dates with, like, bacon wrapped around it or something.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I asked her, like, are you... like allergic to gluten or something like that, and you were like, yes, and I was like, sweet, let's be friends.
I mean, I'm always the person eating at the table when, because in LA, you know, everybody's too cool to eat.
True.
Eating shows vulnerability. Everybody just wants to stand around, not make any facial movements,
yes.
And really, you know, but
for
I'm
the most part.
Most of them can't make facial movements.
Yeah. Oh. True. Yeah. They either can't or choose not to. And then I'm like, hey, you gonna eat that? So that's so cool. And then you guys kind of became friends. And then what made y'all say, you know what, let's make makeup?
We started to hang out over the past few years, and then it was one night a year ago, we were just sitting in the studio and decided we wanted to do something together. Mm-hmm. Show women that you can work together, that you can create something together, that you don't need outside resources, you can just be resourceful with the talents and that you have and the things around you that you have.
Yeah. And we knew we have fan bases and we wanted to give them something new and take the story someplace else, because it's like music is cool, but you like put a song out and wait a few months for it to get Spotify, and then you have to build, it takes so long. We had similar frustrations with music, and I had just started Queen Herbie, and she gets called Queen like since the beginning of time. We were like, what if we call it Queen and go for it. So and literally the next day we were like, all right, where do we start?
Bottle of wine. That's where we started.
I know. Let's
drink first.
I'm
and then.
So curious. And I don't even know if y'all can like really explain how this starts, but where do you start? You said you start with a name.
You start with a name, yeah. You want to have
a we start with the name?
No, I think we bounced around with a few names first.
Yeah.
But the first thing we did was like call manufacturers. We were like, who do we even, I don't even know. You know, and I will say the process is...
It's a little overwhelming.
It's overwhelming and it's expensive, but it's not impossible.
Yeah.
You know?
So like, I could start like Natch Butte Cosmetics?
Yes.
You definitely could.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
You just have to put the time in to research. And that's one thing about us as well, is that like she said earlier, is that we're avid researchers.
Avid researchers.
I mean, what'd you do? Google. This is what I would do. Google. How do I make a makeup company?
Yeah.
No.
Like, what do I do? I don't know.
You find like you start looking at your makeup and your makeup bag.
You know
like,
where
it's come from.
Actually, what we did is we built the company first.
Yeah, we did.
So we made sure all
set up
legalities
the LLC,
legalzoom.com
and got
let me be clear. Like Audrey is the business person. I'm just like a creative advisor.
Yeah.
That's what I would. Financier, maybe, but like that's it.
But we create everything together. Everything
is
us together.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing we did because our friendship was so important to keep intact.
Yeah.
And I've always said that the better the friends, the more the contracts.
Yeah.
Because it really
Needs to be cut and dry.
Yeah. Because then you know what your roles are. You don't get emotions involved. Although we've had emotions involved, but then we just go back to the contract and it saved our friendship.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so smart, especially from two artists who have had burns in the business and like, you know, just watch your back and you know, be a professional with each other.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody offers you a contract and they're your friend, you know they're trying to protect both sides.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the first thing. Don't take anything personal. And once we set that up, we felt comfortable to invest all of our freaking time, energy into building the vision.
Yeah.
We had to have a vision, too. That was maybe...
Then we put a product list together of just a dream board of everything. Oh,
we made a mood board.
We made a mood board first.
Ripped out magazine pictures.
Oh, not like old school
made
Pinterest.
Collage. Yep. Yeah. Because like both of us, Pinterest. Both of us are, well, we're both very visual. We need to see it in front of us all the time. Because then, for me, that's how you manifest things,
for
right?
Sure.
You see them all the time. We have signs all over the office that says, you don't get to do this. Or no, you don't have to do this. You get to do this.
Yeah.
Everything's
easy.
That. You know, we always
We're very spiritual.
I love that. I talk about manifesting things into my life all the time. Yeah. Like Shia LaBeouf emailed me once.
Great.
Not to brag.
Great.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Well, I invited him to do a show with me. And he said yes. He emailed me back in 7 minutes.
Damn.
But then he ended up canceling, but it doesn't matter.
That's all that matters.
I stole his email from a phone at a party. You know, I manifested the opportunity for myself. Okay?
I have some people you can grab from my phone, seriously.
Oh, I can't wait.
Have you seen, what is the movie?
Everybody lock your phone. That's a...
oh, my God. The unnecessary death of Charlie Countryman.
Yeah.
I wrote
the music for that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That music is trippy.
Thanks.
Yeah. I love all of his weird movies. Like, that's pretty much all he's doing now is just, like, indie projects that serve his vision and not the wallet, you
right.
know, like just like artful pieces.
Not
anyway.
To, not to get off the off our subject, but he, during that film, he was actually naked the whole time. They couldn't get clothes on him.
Oh my God. Why wasn't I there?
He really went into the character.
He does.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, next time, call
just
me
since
up.
You're talking about him and... I didn't see him naked. I was behind the scenes writing music.
Right.
Producing.
Well, next time if you need an intern, call me. Or craft services or
craft
anything.
Craft services. I'll help. I'll bring the craft mac and cheese.
Yeah, I'll be like, y'all need some cocktail wieners?
Do you have some sausage I can have?
And Jackie is vegan. She's vegan.
Yeah.
Faithful vegan.
Vegan sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, listen. Okay, well, that's enough about Shia and his sausage and crack services and all of that business.
Is it vegan? Yes.
I mean, you know, listen. We all have a cheat day every once in a while, honey. Just kidding. I'm kidding. It's a joke. Okay, so you made a vision board. What are some of the things that you, roadblocks you hit that you weren't expecting? Or some of the things that, like, you thought would be really hard and end up being easy in terms of, like, production, manufacturing, creating the line, anything?
One of the things that we ran into is language barrier between our manufacturers. We have a few in China.
Mm-hmm. Mostly packing items.
But it's all, packaging.
Yeah.
They just had the best designs that we could find at a price that was
feasible,
that made
for
sense
a startup
for
brand.
A startup brand.
Yeah.
Our goal is to bring everything into the USA. Obviously, the formulas and the actual makeup's made in San Francisco.
Yeah. Very cool.
With a beautiful, like, there's a chemist we work with who slayed it. That was the one that was easy, that I was shocked.
Yeah. But the language, China, I thought that it was going to be more difficult than it was, but they speak really amazing English, and you just have to figure out how they use certain words.
Yeah.
And I actually found it more difficult to talk to the woman handling
in America.
All of San Francisco. You know, our San Francisco based. I had to keep telling Harvey, I was like, just please talk
just
to her.
Call her.
I can't. I can't deal with
it. Was she just like super San Francisco lady or something?
I don't know. It was like, maybe she was new.
Maybe.
Because we're such a startup.
You
know, these manufacturers work with like huge companies. When you're doing your research and finding out, okay, they do Makeup Forever. They do Stila. They do Smashbox.
Kylie Cosmetics.
They do Kylie. Like you find out their quality of their ingredients and where they're sourcing stuff. And it was important for us for it to be vegan and cruelty free and all
paraben
this stuff.
Paraben free.
It was deep.
All the things.
Yeah.
But it was very easy for us to pick, like when we were doing the color, formulating the colors and the shades, it was like, all right, take the blue out of the red and add, we went a little deeper.
I can't imagine, so like, how many different colors did you try before you're like, yeah, that's it, baby.
quite a few.
Yeah, we started out with 5 different shades.
Yeah,
and we actually had our fan bases help us
along
choose
the way.
Everything. Yeah, yeah, choose the different, you know, the perfect shades of color, the different shades that we were going to use and we're not. When we started out with, it was 5 or 6.
It was 5 or 6.
We posted on our socials saying which one of these do you prefer, and we took the voting and got it down to 3 colors. So yeah,
that's a beautiful thing.
That's so neat. The fans actually chose these colors.
Yeah, because I was reading, it's like it's supposed to be sort of like these are the only 3 you need, basically.
True.
Or like it's just a like,
we made sure they work on all skin tones, and
that was very important.
We
to
don't
us.
Our goal is not to make like 87 lipstick
yeah.
colors. Like we want to just keep it pretty small, like what we actually use.
And yep. you're both wearing one right now.
We're wearing the same one today.
We did, our makeup is exactly the same today.
We did not talk prior.
No.
I feel like I see on y'all's Instagrams, y'all do kind of rock the same look a lot.
We do.
Yeah. You both like black.
We have the same taste.
Yeah.
She had a big influence on me because I used to be a lot more pop, of course, coming from the pop music world.
I made her dark.
I know. I was like, hey, Audrey, I think I'm going to dye my hair black one day. And she was like, oh, this is the dye that you need to do.
Do this, do that.
She was like, you're not going to be able to get it out, so make sure you
really
like it.
Really decide. Yeah. Yeah, I was watching a bunch of Carmen videos last night.
Uh-oh.
And you had some looks, honey. You've had some looks.
I tried them all on.
You did. I remember like the Super Bass cover.
Oh, yeah. That's like, OG.
Yes. Yeah. Girl, I went back.
That was the suicide role?
Yeah,
suicide
role. She, so I was always like
vintage.
Retro
mm-hmm.
vibey. Yeah.
In the acapella video,
okay.
you have...
she was
it's
like...
colors.
That so was like, Britney Spears, okay?
Yeah. Listen, I'm not mad at it. I thought it was great. But
I just
like,
have to say Nick dancing in that video is
oh
my...
God. I loved it, honestly.
All-time favorite... discovery
you know,
of my
funny.
Life.
It's funny saying because while I was watching life. It, I was like, oh, they can dance. I didn't know y'all danced a lot.
Thanks.
Y'all were getting down.
Nope, that was a Richie Jackson shout out. He's like
yeah,
Lady
Richie,
Gaga's choreographer.
He's so dope.
He still helps us to this day, like with creative. I mean, he's a brilliant man.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nick, my husband is a very good sport.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until like a single or two after acapella when he was like, I don't think this is what I want for my life.
Yeah.
He
I don't know
like,
if I want to dance.
I want to be a producer. I was like, okay,
yeah,
let's talk about this. And then it was a long 2-year road to Queen Herbie, but
yeah,
we're much happier now, even though that was a beautiful moment in time.
For
and
sure.
It was a big ass hit, man.
No, yeah, that song is amazing. And the video, like, let's be honest, it's a great video. Y'all
Thank
look great.
You.
And what I was gonna say about the makeup is there's like color motifs,
oh,
like
yeah.
a green room, a blue room, and you have like a blue lip,
yep.
a green eye. And I was like, this is fun.
You know what's wild is that was before people were making blue lipstick.
Oh, interesting.
That was eyeliner.
Yeah. Whoa.
That was eyeliner.
I remember when I used to wear black lipstick, I'd had to do it with eyeliner.
Because nobody was manufacturing those lip colors.
Wow.
Yeah. It took them a while to get pigments that were safe for the mouth.
Yeah,
we found out.
True.
The first thing we did, forgot to say, we bought like a huge bag of pigments.
And we started mixing them.
In the kitchen, like
wow.
mixing them.
What do you even mix with them? Water?
Jojoba, coconut, like anything that suspends. It can't just be water.
Yeah.
Because it'll just separate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was a big learning process. You have to like go back to color wheel grade school
yeah.
info.
And just be like, blue and red make purple. I couldn't even think of that. Oh,
and then you're
God.
Like, will anyone buy turquoise lipstick? Not many.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have a couple of blues in my kit, but yeah. I'll be honest, they don't come out that
they
much.
They don't come out.
They don't come out that much.
Yeah, I have turquoise, I have blue black.
I have money green.
Oh.
That one I used to buy the Kaor, Keisha Kaor. Makes lipstick? Maybe she still does.
I don't know.
But I was so excited I bought that green. I wore it once, took a picture, and she put it on her Instagram. It was like, best day of my life.
Oh my God.
She's married to Gucci Mane.
Oh, okay.
That's
oh,
wait. Gucci Mane's girl.
That wedding I just saw
yes.
the pictures of? Oh my goodness.
She has a lipstick empire.
Well, we gotta get her. Is her number in your phone? I'll steal it out later.
Hey, girl. Hey, it's me, Jackie.
Yeah, that wedding was crazy. I just saw photos of it.
Yeah.
By the way, you like secretly got married, right?
I
Queen
did.
Herbie? Because yeah. I googled the wedding and there's fake wedding photos of y'all.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
like
amazing.
Photoshopped fake.
Because I was like, can we just tell the story of why you secretly got married?
I would love that because I'm
that.
The opposite. I'm like, I wanted everybody to know I got married.
Yeah.
I was posting. I still post those damn photos. You don't have to if you don't want.
So no. we can talk about it. So preliminary note.
Yeah.
I was a wedding singer for 7 years.
Yes, honey.
Okay, so this is, wow, we didn't even talk about this part of my evolution. We started right ago. No, 7 years.
Was this
years.
While you were in school and stuff?
Yeah.
Because I remember when we talked at Bonnie's 4th of July party, you were like, because I was in a cover band. You were like, I did that.
Girl.
Yeah.
Love that shit.
Yeah.
Had a good time. Learned what it felt like to sing hits every night.
Yeah.
Right. And you do get a lot of practice, and then you work with these musicians who are probably the best in the city.
Yeah.
And you have to know music. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's really a lot. I'm grateful for every single gig. It was probably like 600 weddings I did.
Oof.
And so
what were some of the like top songs?
Oh,
if
top
this
song?
Isn't too triggering for you.
No, triggering. I did
Sweet like Child of Mine.
Seizure.
It was packed. That floor was packed. People love that song.
You're a great singer, by the way.
Listen, holy I was shit. Nervous. I feel like I could do the intro better. Y'all
no,
are making me nervous.
So
y'all are making me nervous. These two
don't
pros
get nervous
in here.
Around me. I can tell when someone has a good voice by their speaking voice.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like that they'll throw you a curve.
Really?
Don't you think?
No, because you have like a certain amount of meat you get.
Oh yeah, baby.
From the voice.
For a vegan, I got some meat.
I got some meat.
Got some meat.
No, it was Single Ladies.
Okay, yeah.
The Bouquet Toss. And I really loved doing At Last by Etta James.
Oh yeah.
Because no matter how many times you sing that song, it's still like you can do it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And you see the look on people's face when they just got married. Like, that's the most love they might feel their whole relationship.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I love that.
So it's... But that's my... So that's the note, the preliminary note here is that I don't value weddings the way that most people do.
Yeah.
Because I've seen million-dollar weddings.
Yeah.
I've seen arranged weddings.
Ooh.
Where, like, clearly one of the people was gay. And Hatland because it was a family merger, like this old money, East Coast money, it's dark.
Yeah.
So I was like, look, I don't need it to be, it's not the best day of my life, you know? A lot of people feel like prom is like the best day of their, I'm like, look.
Yeah.
I'll just get a dress from a thrift store.
I didn't go to prom.
Didn't even go to prom?
I wasn't invited.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Because I was bullied and picked on. I was the weirdo.
Okay, how do you, can you believe that?
I can't. But I you know what? Children can be so cruel.
I was the outsider.
Children can be so cruel.
I've always been the outsider.
Here's a note then. Everybody who is bullied and picked on, you all end up being hot later.
Yeah. You peak later. But you peak later.
You know what I mean?
If you peak in high school, if you're
peak.
Running that school, honey, you only got down to go.
Y'all better get
braces. All y'all got is down to go.
While you can.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, the wedding wasn't that important to me. And then my husband is, like, super laid back, if anybody knows Nick. And so we got our first house.
Yeah.
The day we got the keys, we hired, like, this guy from the internet who married Hugh Hefner once or twice. And he came into the backyard and married us.
Aww.
But we had to do it confidentially because we were signed to a record label at the time. And they did not want us to get married. They said it was not marketable and kind of threatened us, like, we won't promote your music if you get married.
How weird. It's like when John Lennon got married, they were like, you can't tell anybody you're married.
Because it takes you off the market in people's
right.
eyes.
People can't fantasize.
Well, it's also like, I guess you're like an old married
strange.
Lady. You know, it's like, yeah. Carmen's young and cool, and they're married now? Lame, my parents are married. You
yeah.
know, what loser? I don't know.
But like, when you're out in LA, I feel like if you have a wedding ring on, you get hit on more.
Yeah, I mean, and half the people don't even wear them.
Right, we don't.
I make Adam wear his.
Oh, you
better believe it. I'm just kidding.
Thanks, Adam.
I make him wear that.
Be proud. Oh yeah.
Here's a cool fact: a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact: you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah. We've kind of discussed this a little bit, but how would each of you describe, like, your beauty style?
Mm.
I would say mine is romantic goth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's my beauty style.
Shit.
And you're kind of, Queen Herb is kind of rolling that way, too. I mean,
I definitely take a lot from her. And we knew when we built Queen, it had to be, like, we say boss bitch. We're not joking. Like,
power.
Yeah. And we like high impact products. And that was when people ask us, like, which two products would you take to a desert island? We're like, lips and lashes.
That's my next question.
If you put on lips and lashes, you look done.
Yeah. Period. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need much more. I mean, you can do...
We want to get into other things
makeup,
eventually.
Contour and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if you are in a bind and you have lips and lashes in your...
In your kit,
you're done. In your purse, you can
look
pretty much go anywhere.
I agree. I always put on my prescription sunglasses and a lip, and I'm like, nobody can tell. I don't have my life together.
Sunglasses are kind of like a lash, equivalent, right?
I agree.
Yeah,
and brow sometimes.
Oh yeah,
depending how big.
Gotta get those brow. I've been having brow problems. I need y'all to come over here and help me.
Actually not this good. I draw them.
I just can't get them evenly drawn on. Like, I'll do them forever, and then I'll scoot back from the mirror. One of them's like a little... It just drives me nuts.
I think that's where you need to start, is back from the mirror.
Yeah.
Because if I ever do anything too close to the mirror, whenever I step back, it's always off.
It's true.
But there is an artistry. Like, I think I just need to develop my hand more, like my drawing, because symmetry is not easy.
No,
you have to know what you're doing, and I'm still learning.
But your face is not symmetrical.
Well, I use a vamp stamp. I don't fuck around.
Oh shit!
You know the vamp stamp?
Yeah.
I don't fuck around. I cannot do it. I'm learning.
It is hard.
Someday when the off-center look comes, you know, if anyone ever wants their face to be disproportionate, I'm going to be slaying.
But if you look at all beautiful people that you think are beautiful, their face is off-center.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
And if you flip it around, have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
Where they flip it around, or they make it symmetrical?
It's not beautiful.
It's not. Yeah. So embrace it.
Yeah.
Well, next time y'all see me with whack eyebrows.
This eyebrow, the left eyebrow goes up a little, is straight, a little bit straighter, and the right one goes up a little bit higher. But it doesn't make me.
Yeah.
I mean, they look perfect to me.
Yeah.
They look perfect to me. Let's talk a little bit about the product line.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So we got Queen Cosmetics.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah,
I know that
baby.
You guys on podcast can't see it. Here, you open it because you can experience.
Oh, I cannot wait. So there
can experience
are.
Experience it.
There's lipstick, there's lashes, there's lash adhesive, and then there's a lip remover.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Which I thought is great because these damn liquid lips.
Yeah, you can't.
Especially ours. It was important for it to moisturize your lips while it was on.
Yeah.
And be long lasting, and coming with long lasting lipstick is very hard to get off, so water won't take it
water
off.
Won't
you
take
have
it
to
off.
Use
these lashes oil base. Are so gorgeous.
It's insane.
I was wondering when I saw you the other day if you were wearing these.
Oh, I know. Well, I've been experimenting with lash extensions, which is like a big trend. I would say it's a city trend.
Oh yeah.
Cuz you can't in Nebraska, we don't have eyelash extension. So somebody literally glues individual lashes to each one of your lashes.
Yeah.
And I'm on month 2, and I like that you can just sleep in them, but it's not for people that sleep on their stomach.
It's a lifestyle.
It's not for people that, you know, rub their eyes a lot.
Yep.
So I don't know if I'm convinced, but I figured instead of let them fall out and look awkward, I'll just keep filling them till.
Yeah, I think always my advice with lash extensions is I don't recommend them long term, as in more than 6 fills.
Yeah.
I think eventually you got to just let them all breathe and get your lashes on their growth cycle back to the way they were. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, I used to do lash extensions.
Oh, really?
I used to do bonnies. I used to be like, that was like my job, my side job. Yeah. You're talking to somebody who knows.
I'm proud. It's the only thing. Okay, so I don't do many indulgences.
Yeah.
Like, I do my own hair. I do everything pretty much. I'm a DIY bitch.
Yeah.
But
I cut my bangs last night.
See, yeah.
Nice.
Like, she's a DIY.
Yeah, both
bitch.
Of you don't have like crazy long batty nails on.
No.
Yeah, see, me too.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, man.
Can't do it.
I used to do the stiletto
acrylic
nails.
Mm-hmm.
And then until my boyfriend told me I needed to take them off because it hurt his balls whenever I was grabbing them. So I had to take them off.
Well, some guys might be into that, you know?
Can you get those off? Because it hurt my balls.
But also, like, okay. I had stilettos and I couldn't take out my contacts.
No.
I mean,
I don't have contacts. I can imagine.
You could pick your nose real good, though.
Oh, very satisfying. Very satisfying pick. Okay, hold on. Let me get back to the makeup. Okay, so these are the lashes.
They are synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Not mink.
It didn't hurt any animals, but it feels like mink.
I know, they look very fluttery.
Open it, feel them.
And these are called dragon lashes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We made sure that they were double stacked, so you get dramatic super effect.
Full. Actually, when my extensions start falling out, I'm going to wear these to transition.
Yeah, cause, for yeah, sure.
You can't see anything.
This dragon kind of reminds me of Cisco. And I'm not
shit.
Mad at it.
I love
I'm not
that.
Mad at it. Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Like,
wait,
wasn't
that
his
nickname?
CD?
He's the dragon?
I think it was like Enter the Dragon or
oh
something
my
was
God.
His like CD with
She's
song
a professional
song.
90s and 2000s
oh,
music.
Yeah.
Person,
I've wasted yes, many brain go. Cells.
Holy
many
shit.
Brain cells on love these things. It. Oh my God. These are so cute.
Right?
Okay. So I'm holding the lipsticks. They're golden. They're ornate.
Yeah.
They sort of remind me of like a beautiful Italian cathedral.
Totally.
Right? Perfect. You know, with the gold topper, there's like a little almost crown on top of them. Yeah. What would you call that?
Yeah, it's sort of a... Yeah, it is a crown.
Yeah. They're beautiful. And they're also like, this is a great size. I know you say on here there's 1.5 grams more product than yeah. most of the other liquid lips on the market, yeah. but they're such a
they're
compact...
Compact. And they're lightweight.
They're lightweight.
They are
so
very lightweight. I love that.
A lot of... Actually, most makeup companies will put weights in their
bottles
to make them... They feel more luxurious,
right, right.
luxurious, but it also makes them feel like they have a lot more product in there.
And they do, yeah.
Very interesting.
And those actually do. So,
you can,
although they might feel like...
I know.
Like,
you can string
yeah, you can
make
wear
a little
them
choker.
When we were shooting the promos, we were like, do you guys have any fishing line? Like, we were spinning
yeah,
them
we
in outer space.
Yeah.
Shows,
yeah. I would love this on a little velvet choker. Like,
yeah.
Just
gorgeous.
Velvet. Very 90s. I love
kinda
it.
Kind of reminds me of the Louboutin lipstick.
Yes, it does. But those are good.
No, I don't love the formula either.
I haven't tried them. I've just
seen a lot.
They're
$90.
They're
$90.
Which is insane. Insane.
I don't understand.
That's insane.
And they're not even that great. Like, I've watched a lot of YouTubes. I haven't personally bought them. I refuse. I mean, come on.
You go to Sephora and sample them, though. I mean,
yeah.
I guess it would be a fun gift just to be like, here
you're
you go.
You're going
to
get me anything,
gangster.
Louboutin. Get me the damn shoes.
Get me the
shoes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Who is this?
Oh, my goodness. Ladies.
Call the police.
Guys, I think Snatch Santa just arrived.
Oh,
Snatch
Santa.
Snatch Santa.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know if this would happen. Surprise, Snatch Santa is here.
Oh, girls, have you been good at Snatch Santa? Oh.
No, I've not been good.
Let's clarify.
Perfect. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, so we need to clarify. Snatch Santa is the official Santa figure
okay.
of beauty, makeup, and skincare.
Oh.
He's non-denominational. You know, we represent all thoughts, feelings, any kind of holiday spirit.
Okay. Wherever you're from and whatever you believe, Snatch Santa's there.
Very true. So I wanted him to come because he wanted to give us all a holiday gift.
Oh,
that's amazing.
And then we can tell him what we want for our holiday,
right.
you know, treat.
All right.
All right. Oh, Snatch Santa's got to walk. He can't sit on a stool.
He's got good skin for
oh.
Santa.
Oh,
know?
Yeah. He's cute, huh?
Here, Jackie, here's yours.
Okay, so Snatch Santa. Snatch Santa brought me a Shop Till You Drop holiday kit from Source Vital Apothecary.
Wow.
Source Vital is from Houston.
Oh,
they're a Houston-based
aren't
company.
Aren't you from Houston?
I'm from Dallas.
Dallas.
But I'm
I know
all
that
about,
we had this conversation, but
I'm
forgot.
All... Because where are you from?
Houston.
Yeah, I'll represent, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I go everywhere. I got one for quicker.
Wow, thank you.
What else
right.
you got there, Snatch?
Thank
here,
you.
Here too.
Serene bath salts, stress relief bath and body oil.
I mean, all this stuff smells
lavender
so good.
I love lavender.
We are so into
well, it smells
aromatherapy
delicious.
Oils.
You can tell them, too.
Oh, I've got one for Rebecca and Emma, too.
Wow.
I've got to walk outside.
Santa! Santa, calm down.
Santa also had a good breakfast.
Did you have brownies for breakfast then, Santa?
I did. I ate a whole bag of edibles.
Let's not.
Because Snatch Santa has to take the bus to get here. And he's got to make it worthwhile. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Thank you, Snatch Santa.
Thank you.
For our Source Vital Apothecary goodies.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I guess reindeer outside, too.
Yeah, so why'd you bring a reindeer with you if you drove the bus?
They ride the bus with me. I've got a bus pass for all of them.
Okay.
They're my companion animals.
Oh, okay.
I also sneak them on the flights with a fake letter.
Service animal.
They're all service reindeer. Ho,
service
ho, ho,
reindeer.
Ho.
Salt.
I take them to Disneyland.
Okay. Well,
you stole them from Disneyland.
Let's take turns telling Snatch Santa what we want for our holiday gifts.
Oh.
It's 2017. Stay where you are. No need to get on my lap.
That's true.
Stay where you are.
That's true.
Jackie's like, don't do it.
I agree with that. Let's all sit in our chairs and remain with our personal space intact.
Snatch Santa's had enough going on. Let's all keep him out of the news.
Aww. Snatch Santa. Watch out. It's a popular topic.
It's true.
Santa Weinstein.
Shoot, what do I want for the holidays?
Well, I'll go first because I have a list.
Thanks,
so,
Santa.
Snatch Santa, I really want the Tarte Limited Edition Blush Bazaar Amazonian Clay Palette from Sephora.
Oh, damn. Damn. Palette now?
What's okay. that palette that I want really? That naked one? No. It was the Anastasia.
It's not Subculture?
I think it's in the turquoise.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Thank you. It's good. It's on there.
Okay, great. I want some help with my eyebrows, like general guidance on my eyebrows. I'm thinking I need like a Anastasia Brow Wiz pencil, like a new color. I don't know. I would love just general help with my eyebrow journey.
Have you ever looked into microblading?
Yeah, I actually have microblading.
Oh, you do?
But it's a year in and it's faded. And I'm basically trying to decide if I want to redo it or let it go all the way around.
I'm trying to figure out if I want to do it.
Yeah, the thing is it does fade. And then once it fades, you're like, what do I do now? You know what I mean? Like, there's no gentle transition from having perfect eyebrows to having like faded.
It's kind of like the lash extensions.
They can't do permanent, huh?
Mm-mm. It lasts like 2 years.
Oh. It's true. Look at Snatch Santa's brows.
Oh, wow.
I was not lucky.
They look fluffy.
Did you use Groupon to get those microbladed?
I did. One of the reindeer got it for me. And, oh boy.
Can you name all your reindeer? I mean, they're not like the traditional reindeer names,
right? No, they are not. I've got Hector, Umando. I've got Rosie, got Betsy and Mono, I've got Tony, and I've got little Dude.
Oh, Little Dude.
He's ironically nicknamed. He's 7 feet tall.
His mixtape just came out, too.
It did. It's little got Little dude. Yachty on it. You'll love it. Snatch Santa!
Okay, thanks, Snatch Santa. The last thing I want is there's this pink sequin dress I want from Nudes Boutique.
Oh.
That's an Australian company. Let me show you all the picture. I have
Nudes
a
Boutique.
I really want this dress. Noodz.
Whoa. Okay.
Isn't it? It's Australian. I don't know. Like, maybe they say that over there. I've never been.
The Australians have good fashions.
Right?
Yeah.
I have never been to Australia.
I want to move to Sydney.
I have no interest in going.
Oh, it's great.
Because of the spiders?
Wow.
No, I just.
That would look so good on you.
I want it.
I just have no interest in
it. It's just like.
Where are you going to wear it?
I mean, I don't know, but I feel like I'll manifest something. Like, if I get it in my life, I'll like find the need for it.
Just cooking it.
Yeah.
Just
You don't need it for anything.
It's gorgeous.
Just wear it to the post office to check my P.O. box.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I want, Santa.
People would think you were a ghost.
I feel like you don't need an event to do something that you want. So if you want to wear that, then just
exactly.
Wear it.
Exactly. Snatch Santa, take note, baby.
Got it.
All right.
A beauty
Queen
event.
Herbie, what about you?
Well, shoot. Audrey and I went to Ulta a couple weeks ago and
almost spent all of our money.
on Tarte shape tape.
Yep.
I kind of like feel like I need more shades. Like I like to use it as a contour and a highlight situation.
Yep. So you want the whole line?
I want all of it.
Yep.
It smells good. I've stopped collecting makeup like that because it got pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe for me, how about a package of facials?
Yes.
Okay.
I need some skincare.
I have that down
Nurse
too.
Natalie.
Actually,
iGlow Med Spa. She's the one that does all of our skincare.
Yeah, she's dope.
Oh, she's really dope. I've been going to her for I don't know 6 years,
years
now.
Yeah.
And if you look at my skin,
Audrey looks younger now than she did.
Than I did. When I,
we won't tell you how old she is because you'll not believe it anyways. But
Snatch Santa knows.
948.
Cool. 900. I'm an infinite being.
I love that. Audrey, do you have anything you want from Snatch Santa while he's here?
I want that.
Subculture palette. Yeah.
Anastasia does really good.
Shape Tape does change your life, though.
It really will.
You know, I still haven't gotten one.
I don't have it.
The hype!
I don't have it. I just went to Ulta with her, and we were trying it on, and I looked in the mirror, and just...
It's just very thick coverage. I like a medium concealer.
Concealer.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like how dry it is after.
Surprisingly, Wet n Wild concealer is really good.
Yeah.
Huh.
creamy radiant concealer. I've said it myself on Natch Butte.
Okay. Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, well, get the hell out of here, Snatch Santa.
Oh, be polite. I got it. Your brow thing, shape tape, and facials.
Thank you for the spa.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
From Source Vital.
Santa's got a 315 Justice League screening at the AMC Burbank 16. Ho, ho, ho. On, little dude. On.
Bye, Snatch Santa. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, I missed my bus.
He was drunk.
You know, listen, in L.A., there's a lot of people that need jobs, and I had a Craigslist ad. Oh, I forgot. Snatch Santa was going to promote something. He's got to come back in here real quick.
Oh, no.
Snatch Santa.
Well, he missed his bus anyway.
Snatch Santa. Snatch Santa. I forgot.
Say it three times. It comes, like, clicking your heels.
I was going to have you promote something real quick.
Oh, yeah. When Snatch Santa's delivering gifts to the boys and girls and whatever else, probably a nicer way to say that, listen to the podcast Horny for Horror. Horny for Horror.
Excellent. That's Snatch Santa's favorite podcast. I just said he could tell everybody to listen to it.
Horny for Horror.
It's a horror podcast.
Oh, Horny for Horror. Cool.
Yeah.
Podcast that Harvey and I listen to is Gary V.
Gary V.
That's our go-to.
He's our motivator.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, now you'll have three new ones. You'll have Natch Butte and Horny for Horror as well.
Exactly.
Well, thank you to Snatch Santa. Thank you to Source Vital, Apothecary for our gifts.
Much. So sweet.
We can go home and relax with our bath salts and our lavender. Oh, yeah, you hear that? ASMR, baby.
We're going to the office after this to work because we're doing Cyber Monday sales.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, shit.
So I guess with the time we have left, we should go through our holiday looks.
Yeah. When does this air?
This will air in a couple weeks.
Okay, so maybe we can give you a special promo code for your listeners.
Ooh, yeah.
They can get the holiday bundle.
Holiday
bundle. We can add it in the intro later so y'all can come up with
it. We'll do the full set. It's a $80 kit for $64 for your listeners.
You hear that, everybody?
Everything. And we'll throw in a lip silk remover as well.
Oh, dope.
Oh, my goodness.
We formulated that ourselves, by the way.
Yeah, we did.
It is.
The lip silk remover is formulated by us.
I'm telling you, because you put a liquid lip on, and it does last, you know, not even specifically y'all's, but, you know, the end of the day, sometimes it's like, how do I get this off? Yeah. Like, the little remnants.
Yeah. That's awkward.
And then you're, like, scrubbing your lips and, you know, messing them up. Dry. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That'd be a great gift for somebody, too. It's just somebody in your life who loves lipsticks.
For sure.
They probably don't have a remover.
We have gift cards now, also.
We do.
So...
we're a real store.
Yep, we certainly are.
Look at that shit.
We're real.
A few bottles of wine and a couple of friends.
And here we are.
And here we are.
1 year later, here we are.
You Texas people make me just want to talk like this all the time.
Yeehaw!
Did not ask for this.
So let's say that tonight you are going to be going to a holiday party.
Mm, yeah. We are. We're going to Shia LaBeouf's holiday party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
He didn't invite me. He didn't invite me.
It's Shia LaBeouf's all naked holiday blowout.
All naked holiday blowout.
I would not want to go to that, man.
Why is it a blowout?
I don't know.
Oh, so good.
You got to go to find out, I guess. So if tonight you were going to Shia LaBeouf's holiday party.
Yes.
What?
I would not go.
I would go either. I don't think I would go either.
I'll go for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just like snap in the bathroom, like Snapchat is like secrets.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
What? Let's, from just like neck up to head, let's just tell everybody like what you would do for your look.
All right. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
Now, I'm a simple person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have more than maybe 12 products here.
Wow. That's pretty good.
All right. So I have LC Micro Silk Foundation, which is my friend Lilith. Started her own makeup line. She's Elsie. It's beautiful foundation. It's a lot more sheer than Shape Tape.
Nice.
But it gives you that glow. I wear the shade Vanilla.
Okay.
Then isn't that the one that sells out the most?
Vanilla? It sells out the most. The color is like perfect for it's white girl chic. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. But she has all the shades and it's a lovely formula. I do the Sephora liquid liner, the high definition brush in black. To me, it's my favorite eyeliner. Right now, I do the Tarte Shape Tape for contour and highlight.
So wait, your snatched wing is the Sephora liner.
It really is.
Wow, how interesting.
You guys got to try it. It's freaking $12.
Mine's Ardencien.
It's Ardencien.
But I mean...
which is amazing, too. I've bought it
before. Yeah, it's a really good...
Well, I'll tell y'all mine when we get to me.
Okay. Yeah, I like a soft brush and I want it to wash off. Some people don't want it to move.
Yeah.
I like it to wash off quickly. I do, I use Eco Brow, which is sort of like the Dip Brow by Anastasia, but it's fully organic and natural. Like you could eat it.
Wow.
Because I was starting to get breakouts in my eyebrows. So I did Eco Brow in Frida, which is black. I use, well, I have the eyelash extensions right now, so I use Maybelline Great Lash. Big surprise.
Is that the one in the pink tube?
It's so 80s looking, but it's the best, and it's like $4.
Yeah.
And you can stack it up. I have to do my shade Herbie, which is our like deep cocoa lip color.
That's what you have on right now.
That's what I have on right now.
If anybody's, she hates it when I say this. If anybody has ever had a Mexican hot chocolate, that reddish brown.
It really is Mexican hot chocolate.
It is true Mexican hot chocolate.
Yeah, and it's very flattering.
She's like,
everyone.
Don't say it. I'm like, but I'm that like,
is
the color.
Is it okay to say that?
Yes, because it is an actual thing. There are Mexican hot chocolates. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's not like.
It's true. You're right. I used that to describe it to my family this weekend over Skype, and they're like, oh my God, I love Mexican hot chocolate.
Okay. There you go.
Have to do the dragon lash because it's like the perfect going out look.
That's Queen Cosmetics.
It is. Yep. It is. Shit. Well,
that's even great during the day.
It is.
Yeah, they're not too. They're not glam, but wearable.
Yep.
Which is hard to find, honestly.
Yeah. And they're lightweight. They don't give you stoner eyes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the lashes that are really beautiful and thick. Full.
Yep.
They make your eyes.
It's true.
Because they're heavy. I don't feel that I have these on.
Yeah.
At all during the day.
Queen with a V, queenstudio.com. I use RMS. RMS. I'm a huge natural makeup person, so I have their cheek lip color in Demure, and I just hit that on the apples of my cheek, which is perfect. It's like this super light pink color with a deep Mexican hot chocolate. It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. I like that palette.
The only eyeshadow I use is called Tease, and it's in the Naked 2 palette.
Okay, yep.
It's like one of their matte brownish grayish colors.
Yep.
I do.
Don't you think everyone should have a naked palette? I have naked three.
You really? Everybody needs one.
I'm telling you.
I don't have a naked palette, but I have the Urban Decay.
You have the basics.
What is
the mattes?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Urban Decay.
Yeah, because I borrow that shit too.
Yeah.
We like bring all our makeup and just have makeup parties and try things and talk about what we want to do.
Maybe
next.
I can come next time.
You definitely can.
Which we were, I don't know, it's like kind of been paused for the moment, but we are developing a highlighter. And so that's something that I wear out a lot.
Now you're singing my language, baby. I'm a highlight lady.
You got to get compliments before you even move into production on something.
Yeah, 100%.
I love that. I love like when I'm watching YouTube and somebody's like, oh, what lip is that? And they're like, oh, it's a sample. It's a sample from my lab. Like, Kat Von D always says that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So she's being honest, I guess, because you do get it from the lab.
And you want to try and see how it looks and feels. And
you want to see what the reaction is to it.
Yes.
That's the great thing about having social media now is you can actually do...
Beta testing.
with your audience.
And that's why we made sure it was all wrapped in like shredded $100 bills, because when people get it in the mail, we want them to put it on Instagram.
That's
also we want them to feel like an influencer, because they are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many followers you have. If you tell 6 of your friends to buy it and they do,
you're
an influencer.
Wow, I love that.
So we just didn't really think it was fair for influencers only to get the really extravagant boxes,
nice packaging,
packaging and everything.
I love that.
And then the consumer, who are the people that are actually going out and spending their hard-earned money, are just getting a bottle
in a crafty box.
A craft box. You know, even though the boxes are thrown away, you know, the shredded money is thrown away, we still want you to feel
luxurious,
but just feel when you open it how much we appreciate you purchasing the product.
Yeah,
because it supports a dream.
That. And it's two women, honey. Hey. Support those women-owned companies.
SS.
So there's so many like faceless corporations out there, especially in the makeup world. It's, even an indie brand gets sold, and then a big wig company owns it, and you're just like, you know, the money's still trickling up
to
the big hogs.
Yep. Super interesting. Yeah. And that's something we're just starting to discuss now. We're like, okay, if we build this, which we are building it to what we want it to be, what are our plans long term? It's a real thing. Yeah. Becomes like a child. We have a child together.
We do. I watch a lot of Shark Tank, okay?
So
I know a lot about like entrepreneurship. If you guys need any questions.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's the best.
So good.
I would say I'll go on it, but you're already set. Oh, yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, yeah. So, Audrey, how about you? Why don't you just tell us, like, some of the favorites on your face right now?
I don't know the name. I don't know the shades.
What foundation are you wearing?
It's infallible. It's one that we
tweet. What?
Mm-hmm. We did a drugstore haul one day, she and I, and this foundation.
Is it Infallible Pro Glow?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Their matte one is not bad for the summer either.
Yeah, matte's really good in the T-zone for the summer. Then you can put the glow around the
really
edges.
Really impressed.
And then
for $12, I'm very impressed.
Yeah. I mean, it works.
And I look everything up on Skin Deep, which is a database for finding out how many poisonous chemicals are in your makeup. Check it out.
And it's actually...
You're going to throw away half your shit. But the L'Oreal...
Oh, wonderful.
But the L'Oreal Infallible ranks really...
It ranks really low, which is what you want.
Yeah.
You want like a 1, 2, or a 3 on mm-hmm. the cancer risk and like the birth defects and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I was shocked at how low the Wet n Wild was too, because I'm like, why is this makeup is great. I really like the Liquid Cat Suit, their liquid lip, their creamy concealer. I'm just like,
less is more.
How is it so cheap and it's still a 3 on the Skin Deep?
Right.
It's just less is more.
Yeah.
They don't make it too complicated.
I've got Infallible.
Yeah.
My concealer is Wet n Wild.
Yep.
The palette on my lids are from Urban Decay. I don't know the name of the palette.
Yeah.
But it's the one with like the reds and the browns and
is it Naked Heat?
That one looks
dope. No, they also have a black and a dark purple.
I know that one.
Do you know?
Yeah, I'll link everything on nashby.com. Everybody can go look. It's fine.
My lashes are Queen. Dragon lashes. And I'm wearing the Herbie lip silk from Queen. And then the highlighter is Becca.
Oval.
That's a good one.
Champagne Pop.
No, not Champagne Pop. Champagne Pop doesn't look good on me. Because my skin...
That's impossible.
It doesn't. It's the wrong color gold for my undertones.
Highlighters are... That's a science.
You have it on your nose, right?
Yeah,
it looks so good.
Yeah.
I want y'all to do my makeup. I want to come over. I want to join the makeup party. We just lost all the listeners. Everybody just turned this shit off.
Just come over when we're developing our shit. And we'll
my gosh,
have you,
can I be the bunny that
you
y'all
just
test
have to
on?
Be, yes, and you just have to be. We do animal test on Jackie.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
We make Jackie wear.
I'll put a bunny
animal
suit on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We test
not. We do.
Yeah.
No, you'll have to be brutally honest though, because this is like important shit. You know.
Yeah.
Be really picky. We are so picky. It's terrible.
I love surveys, so I'm all about
good.
Customer service.
Good.
And yeah, you know, like the back of the receipt. I'm all about filling out that receipt.
Yeah.
I just like people to know, you know, I love giving my opinions.
Yep.
So
I'm not sure if a lot of people know this, but after you do your makeup, you should spray, not necessarily a setting spray. It can be, LC Cosmetics has one.
Yeah, it's really
good. It's a Hydra something.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lilith.
It does set your makeup.
But it does set it. And then also there's one from Nurse Natalie at iGlow Med Spa. It has a lot of vitamins and minerals in it, and it's clear, but you spray it on and it'll actually make your skin look like skin. It won't look like you've got pounds of makeup on.
And it's like a shield, because we live in LA and it's like chemicals.
The environmental.
Terrible shit everywhere.
Oh, I'm buying that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see her. I've been looking for like a new...
Nurse Natalie, she's amazing. 100% amazing.
What's her Instagram?
iGlow Med Spa.
There you go. Everybody check it out.
iGlow, you glow, we all glow. For Med Spas.
It's going to be hard to get an appointment now, baby.
Hey. It actually is sometimes.
Well, let me tell y'all what I'm going to do, okay? I took pictures of everything, so... Because I'm professional.
Oh, let me say.
So here's what I start with, okay? Do y'all prime before?
No.
Because primer's bad, huh?
No, I just actually, I've been using to prime is vegetable glycerin.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
you
maybe
just
we'll
put
develop a primer.
Tiny bit because it goes really far. You put that and it acts like
slick.
A silicone.
Yeah.
Which is what is in primers.
A lot of them,
to get rid of the pores. So it'll act this similar way.
What's your primer?
Well, I've, you know, I'm My thing with primer is makeup stays really well on me, yeah, so me I don't have a problem with that. You know, we're born to be glam. But after a few hours, I feel like you look in the mirror and you start to see the makeup in your lines. Mm-hmm, right. So primer can help with that. My friend Ariana... Yeah, I'm not there yet, baby. I haven't gone that road yet. I'm not above it, though. No hate. My friend Ariana loves Frankie Rose Cosmetics, and so I recently got their foundation, and so I've been doing their Prime Addiction Face Primer and their Matte Perfection Foundation, and I'm really happy with it.
Yeah.
I will say, though, it's not... I don't think it's for the all-day wear. Hmm. I think it's like if you're going out at night, you're going to the holiday party, wear it. Because it does start to, on me, maybe it's just my age or my skin type or whatever, but it does start to sit in my face after a good amount of time.
That's strange because with a primer, your makeup shouldn't be moving.
Well, that's what I'm saying. With the primer, that's not a huge issue. Oh, okay. But I don't do primer all the time. Because I was told you're not supposed to do it all the time because it does. It clogs up your pores.
Does it? Yeah, because silicone, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Try vegetable glycerin.
Yeah, that's exciting. So for to sculpt a little contour, I'm all about the Kevin Aucoin, the sculpting powder in medium.
His shit is always on point.
It's a cool tone.
I use Balm Cosmetics.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Oh, yeah. So I only have one blush, which is why I want Snatch Santa to bring me the Tarte Blush Bazaar. It's a Marc Jacobs blush. It's called Kink and Kisses. And it's literally the only blush I have, and I'm getting bored with it.
Can I see the color?
Yeah, I don't have the picture of it. It's a gradient, so goes from light to...
Okay.
And so it's fun, because you can do a little light, but I'm over it. It's broken. Like, it broke the package. I'm like, okay, it's time. Santa, give me that Snatch Santa. I want the Tarte Blush Bizarre palette, okay?
Oh, no.
You could press it back in.
Oh, you're still here?
I missed my bus. I'm with Queen Irby. Could you give me a ride to West Covina?
I guess so. I don't know if I have room for reindeer in my Prius.
Oh, they'll fit.
Okay, thanks. I have a photo of my LA Girl Pro Conceal, but I'm going to switch it up and say I'm going to use the Wet n' Wild Creamy. I couldn't find it when I took my photo.
Actually,
it really
good.
Is.
It's amazing. I need to go get
$3.99.
What?
Yeah, it's really
$3.99.
How I discovered it is I was invited to Wet n' Wild influencer party, and they were launching all their new cosmetics, and I was like, Wet n' Wild?
I went
and got to try the products, and they're actually amazing.
It's a bit like NYX, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 We love Wet n' Wild here on Attribute because the honeys, the listeners, love drugstore price point, and we only promote cruelty free makeup. And Wet n' Wild is one of the only cruelty free makeups at the drugstore.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
So that's why we're all about that life. Have you ever heard of Besame?
I think so.
They're like a vintage makeup, so all their colors are inspired from real colors from like the 60s, 50s. My friend just, shout out Edwin, my friend just got me this Besame Brightening Vanilla Rose Powder, so it's a translucent powder with like the tiniest bit of pink in it. You can brighten your under eye area with it, and I'm obsessed.
Okay.
So I'm going to put that over there, and like everything's like vintage packaging. I barely took a good photo of it.
I love it.
So then this is my combo for mascara right now. I do the Subversion Urban Decay Primer.
I have the Subversion.
And the Man Eater Tarte Mascara over it.
Okay.
And it doesn't flake off after 5 minutes.
Damn, you have flakes, huh?
I get flaky, baby.
Man, I've never had flake troubles.
Wow.
Well, it's because I use the drugstore, the Great Lash.
Yeah.
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 Shit. Yeah, mascara is a tough one.
It is.
The only problem I have is that it'll run.
Oh, it'll touch there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And I hate waterproof. Sorry. Is that?
I love waterproof.
I can't do waterproof.
I need it, though, because it gets all on my damn face after 5 minutes.
Damn.
You know?
I need waterproof as well, because on tour, they have fog machines.
Oh, yeah.
And they always burn my eyes.
Oh. Yeah.
So when I got off stage,
mascara
everywhere.
Yeah. And that's like, ooh, that's not the look I was going for, but okay. My highlight, I'm going with Wet n' Wild. This was in their like Midnight Mermaid collection.
Ooh.
It was their fall. It's called Highlighting Bar, and it has a little mermaid on it. And it's silver, but it has like a green... you know, reflect.
That's a good color.
Very, like, mermaidy. But,
interesting.
But as when I continue with my colors, you'll see why I chose that. Okay, so for my eye, this is Urban Decay Liquid Moon Dust.
Ooh.
And they're, like, a liquid eye makeup. And it has a, this one is a, oh, I have the color.
So you
right
just
here.
Pat it on?
Space Time. Yeah, it has like a little stick, and I do my whole lid, and I do like a little cat eye with it.
Is that what you were wearing 4th of July?
No, I did you a were wearing, red, white, and blue crazy yeah, look on that day. It was crazy. I hadn't, it was a, that was a rough go.
You looked amazing.
You looked amazing. Like, we were like, we like her.
Oh my God, no.
Let's
I
be
like,
friends with her.
I was so yeah. stressed about the colors.
And I don't like anybody.
She doesn't like yeah. anybody.
That's great.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So it's, emo. She's
we're going to go to this party. Do you want to go? I was like, if I don't have to talk to anyone, sure.
Okay. Well, that's funny because we were all sitting by the food.
Yes,
remember?
We were.
The party was going on and we were all sitting by the damn food. I was eating those Oreos with the confetti. Yes, the Pop Rocks.
If you want to be friends with us, sit by the food.
Meet us at the food
that
table.
That party was, remember Brooke Kennedy walked in?
Oh, shit. We
oh
all
my
geeked.
God.
Yeah, we fangirled.
She looked so cool.
Yeah, she's
we walked she's up full. Flawless.
Hi.
She's flawless.
She is that.
Because I see her
I
on Instagram
her.
And I'm like, okay, Facetune. No Facetune.
No,
she's
no.
perfect. Her
yep.
skin.
She's
good. And her body and her hair. She's just one of those people that's like, I'm cool. It's effortless.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a cool
she's
artist.
Style. She's style goals for sure.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So anyway, I do this liquid moon dust. It's brown, but there is a little bit of a shift, like a goldy, yellowy, iridescent shift.
That's
and
beautiful.
And I think with my highlight, it's like, oh baby, you know, keeping like it a little spacey.
Mm-hmm.
My setting spray, I went with Cover FX Illuminating Setting Spray. I don't
Cover
know if y'all
FX
know Cover
is
FX.
On point.
Yeah, vegan, cruelty free, great brand.
Yeah.
And then for fun, I did a little NYX Roll On Shimmer.
Oh,
you know,
where?
A little on the cheek, a little on the cheek.
I have a NYX glitter palette.
Oh yeah, they like don't fuck just, around.
So I love that glitter comes back glitter. With a vengeance, like every 3 years.
Yeah. It's here. It's here right now.
Like we forgot about it. People are like, glitter,
yeah.
holy shit.
You're right. But also, I don't like to do like
brand new.
I like to do like matte eye glitter lip
yeah.
or matte lip. Glitter off.
Please
like,
don't be all glitter.
Yeah, I mean you can do it if you want, but yeah. you know, I'm not about that life. I'll do my vamp stamp black.
Have yeah. you seen the one that's the shape of a cat?
Oh yeah,
yes.
that looks legit.
Yes.
Where you just fill it in.
Tail.
Yeah. yeah. They're getting crazy with the stamps.
They're
and
helping
the
everybody
stencils.
Out.
I cool. agree. I want an eyebrow one. I told you I have an eyebrow one.
Yeah. Eyebrow stencil.
I'm gonna do Anastasia brow powder duo in Auburn.
Okay.
Oh, this is my set, my spray du jour. It's Tarte Rainforest of the Sea Marine Boosting Mist.
Wow.
I love it. So my purse right now.
That's like the name of it.
I love it. I spray that shit on my face all day. I spray it in the morning. I spray it in the evening. I spray it at supper time.
Hell, sometimes I'll spray it in my mouth.
I'll spray it in my out. Sleep. I'll wake up, spray, go back to bed. I love it.
I'm
Tarte.
Thirsty.
Yeah, I'll drink it up. Marine Boosting Mist.
What makes it marine? Is it seaweed?
Well, you know, Rainforest of the Sea. Tarte has all the rain. Forest of the Sea shit.
Okay.
That's their thing. You know, I got, we're from the earth. We have clay, Amazonian clay. Clay from the ocean.
I like them because they're all natural and shit.
Yeah, you know.
That's cute.
I love Tarte.
Me too.
Okay, is that it? Yeah, that's it. Oh, and then I was going to say, for my lip, I'm going to rock the Napoleon shade
yes.
of Queen Cosmetics. Baby, that
to.
Red, that holiday red. I saw that on
it
you at Bonnie's
so,
the other day.
I wear that more than I wear mine these days. Crazy.
It's such an amazing color.
Yeah. And then I also really, like, I'm one of those people that when you're like, you go to Sephora and you're like, I don't really need anything. I'll look around and you'll see a lipstick. You're like, oh my God, another dusty mauve. Another, you
oh,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, then no. I go home and I'm like, I have 78 dusty fucking mauves. So y'all's third shade wifey
Yo,
speaks to me.
It's a mess. Yeah. It's
yes.
a great. It looks great on everybody. It's,
we call it intense ballet pink.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it does have a pop to it.
Yeah. Especially on women of color. It,
yes.
it gives it sort of a little
wow.
purple.
And
gorgeous.
Also, what's amazing about these lip silks is you can stack them for more intensified.
Yeah, if I stack Napoleon on top of this, which we have this joke, like everybody wants to have Herbie and Napoleon stacked on top
yes.
of each other. No, when you stack them, you get like a deep holiday. So you could even stack the two for a deeper red for holiday.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. And then I'm going to wear my dragon lashes.
Wifey, if you just put one layer on, you just get a really light,
super sheer
pink.
Your lips, but
more
better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shade.
Exactly.
I'm all about the your lip, but better. Like
and then
I
you
say.
Can put a second layer on and you'll start to see it. And
yeah.
And then it doesn't crack.
Thank God.
Which is really nice. I keep saying this.
Queenstudio.com.
I keep saying this, but it doesn't, you know, most matte lips make your lips.
We spent so long. No,
they make your lips look like a butthole at the end of the day.
They really do.
Oh, they really do.
But that's the only way to explain it.
I mean, maybe not the only way, but it's the only way
that I can think of it.
Yeah, I hear you.
But we've had these on for a few hours now, and your lips are still very smooth.
I had my coffee with this already today.
Yeah, I brushed my teeth with it on. For some reason, I always brush my teeth after I put my lipstick on. I don't know.
Can't.
Why?
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe you're trying to test out the lip, you know?
But I'm not just with this, with any lipstick that
I've
ever had.
Do y'all always have on makeup and lipsticks, or do y'all ever take a day off like me, like right now?
Oh, I take makeup.
You need many
days off.
Yeah. You need, like, we call it a, what is it? A beauty, shit, I forgot.
Beauty detox?
Yeah. You need, like, a few days of no makeup.
Yeah, I feel like that's a key to my, like, skin. Yeah. I give it a few days off.
It seems like I'm wearing makeup all the time, but I basically, actually both of us basically just do our makeup to live chat.
Yes.
And
to be beautiful on live chat.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about skincare.
Sometimes we don't even
Let's talk for a few minutes. Sorry, y'all have to go?
No.
Okay, good. We have this little too, right? So let's go a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
Queen Harvey, do you have some skincare you like?
Yes, because I'm like always, we're researchers, so we're always looking for shit. Like we mix up our own little concoctions a lot. So
okay, baby.
I have this new face wash I love called Youth to the People. It's a kale and spinach face wash.
Mmm, okay.
They sell it at Free People. It's green, and it even smells like vegetables.
I love it. I love a salad for the face.
But it's like salad items and like aloe vera, so I love that for a face wash.
Nice.
Because I don't like the face washes that feel like acid. Like, you actually get some in your mouth, and you're like, what am I putting on my skin?
Yeah.
So we do have a moisturizer that is in development because we are really...
Yeah, that moisturizer is fantastic. Just for an on-the-go.
Yeah. So there's one that we're working on. And then for me, and I have like really bad breakouts, I use this stuff called Indian Healing Clay.
Oh, baby, you came to the right place. The Aztec clay is huge on Attribute.
It's so...
You mix it with apple cider vinegar?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
You have to.
I agree.
You have to. And I leave it on for a wicked long time. So my face is beet red after.
Yeah. You feel it pulling and you're like...
Once your skin is red like that, it basically pulls the focus of your immune system to your face. So that's why the next day you look really clear because, your body just has a lot of shit to do. So if you tell it, like, fix my face, that's what the Indian healing is.
That's all I say to my body all the time.
Fix my neck up.
Fix my fucking face.
Neck up, baby. Just focus on the neck up.
Oh, it's so good.
Look at that. Yeah, I've said before that that Indian healing clay needs to buy me a yacht.
Yeah.
Because I've sold so many jars.
Oh, yeah.
But because it's only $9 a jar.
It's $9
They really don't owe me anything, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, even if they gave me a free jar, I'm like, it goes bad after a year. I don't need a free jar. I have one, you know? But Hollaback Aztec Clay, it's on Amazon. It's on Boots.
I'm glad you know about it.
Oh, honey.
Here I came in like, it's going to have a secret. Y'all never heard of this shit.
But it's good to get yet another endorsement.
Yeah.
And from somebody who's been around the block, and from somebody with, like, you know, let's be honest, some money and a career. It's like, you can go anywhere and get anything, but you're like, I get that $9 clay, I slap that shit on.
It needs to work.
Yes.
I just use coconut oil to take my makeup off.
Yeah, that's big. Sweet almond is good, too.
Do you know Dr. Bronner's?
Yeah.
That's what I use to wash my face with.
Castile soap.
It's very.
Yeah.
Does it
very
all.
Very natural. I use the peppermint one.
I was about to ask what shade. I wash my Diva Cup with the peppermint one.
Peppermint.
Hey.
Yeah, baby. We're going there, baby.
Peppermint's nice.
Lavender is great.
Lavender ones, and then the rose one.
Wait, so
really
you just
nice.
Wash your face with that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and
don't
then
even need much.
In the morning, I do a mixture of two. I'm obsessed with Nurse Natalie and her products. Mm-hmm. I mix the vitamin C serum and 24/7 rescue serum together.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on my face, and that is my day wear. And then at night, I use her Hello Sunshine, which is a lightening cream. So it's actually gotten rid of a lot of my dark spots on my face because I have very fair skin, so the sun and me don't get along very well. So
she's
use,
a vampire.
I use that. And then I put her Retin-A cream on top of that.
How many days a week do you do that?
My skin's very resilient, so I do it every night.
Wow.
Damn.
But you had to work up to that, right?
Yeah.
I do Retin-A at this point once a week, and it, like, the next day my skin is still a little, like, you can see the skin.
Yeah. I can do it every night.
But you have to work up to it. I just started back on it, because I usually only do it for the winter time.
So it's still a good thing to do, right?
Mm-hmm. People, oh, yeah.
I remember it was like so big when it first popped, and now I used it too, and my face just like flaked away.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to have any face left.
There's retinase in most everything now.
Interesting.
So it's like, you can go to the dermatologist and get retin-A, but...
they have it over the counter.
Yeah, I mean, it's very small amounts, but...
Like 0.02% or whatever.
Yeah, but Nurse Natalie's is... it's a retin-A... I don't know what she mixes it with, but the hydroquinone that I put on my face is 4%.
Mm. Ooh!
Yeah.
So, you are a vampire.
But that's in her Hello Sunshine, but it's really gotten rid of a lot of my sun damage.
I mean, your skin looks insane.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's insane.
You're a beautiful doll.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's why I keep her around. I'm like, teach me your ways.
Yeah.
And I just go to Nigel's and get like Egyptian magic.
And I sleep on satin pillows. I sleep on satin pillows.
Nice, and just you swatch them out every few days.
Yeah, well, it's good for your hair and your face, so you don't get... your hair ages as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know that, but if you are looking in the mirror and one side of your hair is thinner than the other, it's probably because you sleep on that side, and it's the cotton pillows that you're using, because it stresses your hair out. So switch over to satin pillowcases, and the right side of my hair used to be a lot thinner than the left side, and ever since I switched, it took maybe about... 6 months, maybe to a year, but now my hair is even.
That's so interesting.
That's a really good
thing. I heard earlier y'all did a little bit of an Easter egg about your hair. So are you a DIY colorer, Audrey? Yeah.
Yes.
So do you have enlighten us on what you use?
I use a few different things. I was using a henna-based dye. Mm-hmm. The only thing about that is first of all, it won't come out.
Yeah.
You just have to wait for your hair to
literally grow. Literally will not.
Never.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get a really deep, dark black in the sun. It looks it's got a little bit of a reddish tint to it. So I switched over to, I don't know. It's an argan oil based, no ammonia. I can't use things with ammonia in it because it makes my head flake.
Yeah.
Around the edges of my head, it irritates it so bad. And I can't use drugstore products because my scalp will come off in chunks. It's because of it burns it.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, I don't know the name of it. It's an argan oil based. I get it at Sally's Beauty Supply.
Here's what we'll do. Queen Herbie's gonna text me the photo of it. I'll put it on Natchery.com.
Perfect.
There's a lot of DIY colorers listening.
Perfect.
I am a DIY colorer for over 15 years.
Good for you.
So
I just use Wella Color Charm.
Yeah.
It's just the number one noir black.
Maybe it's Wella. No,
it's good.
It's not. It's
it does fade. It has like a reddish tint, but I
use blue black on my hair.
Blue black, yeah, it's beautiful. With and like 20%.
Yeah,
that's what I do too.
20 volume.
Yeah,
I used to use 10 volume, and then I got 20 on accident, and it's way faster.
Yeah,
shit.
And I had my hair permanently straightened, which is nice.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, like a Japanese thing.
Yeah, I did Japanese hair straightening. It was until it grows out.
Wow. Until it grows out, it's straight.
But it was one of the best decisions I made. I have very frizzy. I have just very big hair.
Wavy hair.
I don't know if
you're
frizzy,
a Texas DNA.
But I wish I had it.
Me too.
Big hair. And
you always want what you don't have.
Always.
It would take me an hour and a half to just do my hair. To wash it, to dry it, straighten it. And not completely damage it. But I spent 6 hours doing this Japanese hair straightening, and now I just wash my hair and let it dry, and it's healthier. It's healthier now.
Where'd you go? Did you have to go to like Little Japantown or something, or they do them somewhere in a salon in LA?
I went to Chinatown in New York.
She was in New York. Yeah, she sent me pictures. I was like, "What's happening?"
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
It was in New York, and the even crazier thing to me, because it was New York, it was $300.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's like what a cut in a color costs. Like,
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I started doing my own color, because I was like, hold on, it takes me 6 more hours than it needs to.
Yeah.
Go to a salon, sit in a chair.
But even that, like, I feel like people don't know how to do my hair. I have to go to someone that is of Asian descent to do my hair,
yeah.
because that is the kind of hair the kind of haircut I have, the kind of straightening I like. Whenever I go to anybody else, they always give me like
mom cut.
White girl prom hair.
Yeah.
So I'm like, or like, oh, let me blow your hair out and do it. Like,
I will spend money on a cut.
I don't need a Brazilian.
I will spend money on a good cut, though.
But I will spend money on that, but I still, you have to be of Asian descent.
Yeah, for your style.
And for my style of hair.
Listen, just I just learned thing. So much. We could talk all night.
Yeah. Hair is best.
I could be like, let's start at our toes and go all the way up. I want to know everything.
Yeah. What are you shaving?
Tell me about your butt, your stomach. I need to know.
Well, my butt has laser hair removed. From Nurse Natalie.
Well, she does it all.
She does.
Well, I think we should get out of here.
Okay.
We've talked a lot.
We have. Why we'll end it on the note of the butt.
Yes. Which, why
laser
not?
Laser butt.
Yeah, laser the butt, baby. Well, I did an episode of Natch Beat where I got laser hair removal on my butt.
Oh.
So listen to that. If you maybe on the
we'll
way home,
out,
you
want
to check it out.
Plug it in.
Why don't you two ladies once again plug the site, your Instagram, everything, then we'll wrap it up.
You can follow us at Queen Studio, so that's Queen with a V, and you can also visit our store at queenstudio.com. We have amazing shit.
Oh, yeah, you guys
have cosmetics
merch.
And merch. Yeah.
Really cute little undie sets, shirts,
don't
totes.
Forget, we're musicians, too. You can check out our music.
Right.
We've got our merch there and then our cosmetics, which is, we're super grateful for all the initial support on it.
It's been really overwhelming.
Yeah.
Really,
it's getting a little crazy, but we love y'all.
But it's good.
Yeah.
We're happy about it. And then you can find me at Audrey Napoleon. Napoleon spelled like the...
The French guy.
Yeah. Like the ice cream.
Yeah.
But some people, they spell it N-A-P-O-L-E-A-N, but it's not. N-A-P-O-L-E-O-N. Audrey, like Audrey Hepburn. Mm-hmm. Napoleon, like Napoleon Bonaparte.
Love it, baby.
And I'm just Queen Herbie.
With a V.
With a V,
with
baby.
A V.
Yes. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Everybody get you some Queen Cosmetics.
Thank you.
Check them out. Show them on Instagram what you bought.
Yes.
And I guess we'll just see y'all next time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Until then, don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.